Sheyamru Dover Shmua Mipi Berlam Azeh. The Halavai people on this world should still say things over in my name. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai called Talmud Chacham. Shoyim Dover Shmua Mipi Berlam Azeh. Shiv Soisav David Vayis Bekever. That any time in this world Tamidim say over Halacha from the Rebbe, and they say their Rebbe's name, it's considered mamish like the Rebbe is talking, and the Rebbe in his grave, his lips are moving. It's mamish like the Rebbe is still alive, saying over the Halacha. So that's why Rabbi Yechon was makbid medafka that you say it over in his name. That even after he dies, they'll still say it over in his name, and it's like he's still living. Another of Yitzchak Reb Zeira, B'teimah Shimon Nizira. Micro, where's the pasuk? It says, V'chicheich ki yayin atoiv. Herlich l'doid l'meshorim doiv sifse yishonim. Ki koyim eshul anovim. Like a cluster, a hot cluster full of grapes. Ma koyim eshul anovim. Just like a cluster full of grapes. Kivon Shimon yechodim etzbalov. As soon as you touch one of them, miyad doiv eiv, you'll start moving. Av tamid chochem, tamid chochemim. Kivin Shoimrim Dov Shum Mipiyam Vaila Mazer, as long as somebody says over Locha from their name in this world, Shiv Saisayam Dovice the Kever. It's like their lips are moving even when they're in the Kever, even in the grave. It's still considered like they're alive. Therefore it's Kedai that it should say over the Locha in your name, Taka. Right, it then says Echad Ben Teshonim. That what, whether you're 9 years old or whether you're 20 years old, it's the same thing. If you don't have two Cyrus, you're still a cotton. We're a Minu Avakasha. Says Ben Esrim Shonosh Lehevi Shtei Saris Yevi Yerai Yeshu Ben Esrim Vua Saris. If you're 20 years old and don't have two hairs, if you could prove it that you're 20, you're called a Saris, like a person that will never have hair, and you're called a God right now. Loi Cherles Loi Miyabim. You can't make Litz, you can't make Yibim. You're not a Bas Yibim. So Zmashma Bas Esrim Shonosh Lehevi Shtei Saris Yevi Yerai Yeshu Ben Esrim Vua Ilnes. Same thing by a lady. If she's 20 years old and doesn't have two Cyrus, if she proves that she's 20 years old, we consider her an islandess. And in other words, she can't have children. And there's no mitzvah yibum. But our koponim, we consider them a godel. So you see, if we know you're 20 years old and you don't have Cyrus, you are called a godel. And our mishnah says, no, our mishnah says, even though you're 20 years old, without two Cyrus, you're still called a cotton. So it's a stira. So more enters it, more we learned on this. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Omer Rav. Vul shenolda loy simoni saris. It depends. That if the person is 20 years old, and he has certain simonim that he's sterile, then he's called a golder right away. We had the Gemara before. His voice could be low like an isha, or his skin is very smooth like an isha. If he has these simonim, so then when he becomes 20 years old, he has a din golder on him. Mashenkin, if he's 20 years old and doesn't have any simonim, just that he doesn't have two saris, he's still called a cotton, because maybe he'll grow to Cyrus later. And no more Robert Dekanami, I'll bring you proof like this. The Ketani we learned. Vua Saurus, he's called a Saurus. Shema Mina, that means what? That we have proof he's a Saurus. So Mora says now, like in our Mishnah, V'chilonodo loy simoni Saurus at Kama. If a kid is 20 years old and he doesn't have any other simonim, his voice is normal like a man, and his skin is rough like a man, but he just doesn't have two Cyrus. Until how long do we still consider a cotton? Until how long do we make up our mind to say that's the way he's going to be without Cyrus, and it's called a godel? So Tana Dvei Rabbi Chiya Ad Reiv Shenosef, until he becomes 35 years old. That's called most of his life. Like 70 years, so we say Hefer has 35. Kiyos Lekayim Ad Rava. When it came to Rava, it's like this, the Kochash, if the guy was weak, Omalu Zilu Avrayu, make yourself a little bit fat. V'ibar, if the guy was too fat, Omalu Zilu Kachusha, go on a diet, come a little bit weak. Ta'ani Simonim, Zimna Denasri, Machmas Kichishusa, Vizimna Denasri, Machmas Brusa. In other words, sometimes your hair like falls off because you're too fat or too skinny. So now the boy that was 20 years old and came to him, used to tell him, change a little bit. Maybe that will cause you to have Cyrus. I call upon him, that's the halacha. That if you have Simoni Cyrus and you're 20, you're called a godel. But if you don't have Simoni Cyrus and you're 20 years old without two Cyrus, you're still called a cotton. Until you come to 35 years old. Then, automatically, you always become a godel. And we had before, you become a godel of Afreya. You're a godel now at the time when you were 13 years old. Because now we see you're such a person that would never have two hairs. So, Mela, you're a Saurus, you're sterile, and you're called a godel when you were 13. Hadin Alecho Isha Rabba.
You hold in Daf Tzadik Zayin.
Yeah. New Mishnah, new Perek. Mishnah says, Noisin al Hanusa. You're allowed to get married to the Kroivim of an Anusa. That means if you were Manas Tanishi, you went and lived with a lady, you didn't marry her. You were just Manas her. V'yala mafuta. Rosh Yistam talked the lady into living with you. Now you're allowed to marry her sister. You're allowed to marry her daughter. In other words, since you didn't marry her, you just had beer with her, you're not also to a Kroivim. You're allowed to marry her Kroivis. What about the opposite way? Ho'oines v'yamafate al hanusa chayiv. Let's say you're an anusa, means you married your wife. Now, her kroivis, you're not allowed to marry her sister, you're not allowed to marry her mother. So the Issur Torah is not only to marry and live with them, but just an anus, just to have a beer with them, to force them, to manas them, or to talk them into having beer, to live together, that alone yechayiv, that's called the chayiv krisa, that's called arroyis, just living with your wife's sister. But the Mishnah says now, Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv Mufutas Oviv. Let's say your father was Manas Anisha. Your father did not marry her. Your father just lived with a lady. She's not your mother. Just your father lived with a lady. The law is you're allowed to marry her now. Noisei Odom, a person's allowed to marry Anusas Oviv, the lady that his father lived with. Mufutas Oviv. Anusas Benoi, Mufutas Benoi. If your son lived with a lady, the father's allowed to marry her. It's just the father can't marry the wife of his son. But if his son didn't marry you, just lived with the lady, the father's allowed to marry her. Reb Yehuda oiser v'anusas oviv mufutas oviv. Reb Yehuda says no, that a lady that your father lived with, even though your father didn't marry her, the son now is not allowed to marry her. Since your father lived with that lady, you're not allowed to marry her. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. That oiser b'anusas oviv umufutas oviv. A lady that your father lived with, either by force or talked her into it, his son is not allowed to live with her, not allowed to marry her. Mora says now, Tanina lo hadatana rabbonim. We learned like it says in the Braisa. Onus isha, if you live with an isha, you force an isha, yamanasa, muta lisa bita. You're allowed to marry her daughter, like it says in our Mishnah. Since you didn't marry her, you only live with her, you're not also to a kroivos. Nosa isha, let's say though you marry the lady, then also lisa bita. You're not allowed to marry her daughter. Reminu avakasha on this. Hanita and minisha. Hanita we had before means people talk and say that this man lived with an isha. This man lived with this lady. Halacha is also bima. You're not allowed to marry now her mother. Even though you didn't marry her, you just had to be with her, still you see you're not allowed to marry her mother. Ubebita, ubachoisa. So you see you are also with the kroivos of your anusa. So Gemarain says that's only midirabonin. Midiraisa, like the Mishnah says, you're muta to marry now. If you live with a lady, you're allowed to marry her mother. Just midirabonin, though you're not allowed to. The Rashi says, it's a gzeira, shem alacha, sheisha's bita. We're afraid that if you first live with a lady, now if you marry her daughter, we're afraid that lady, later, you're going to go and have nus again with the mother. Because since she has nus with her once, we're afraid you're going to do it again. And if you marry her daughter, then it's going to be an issa royis, to be an issa diraisa. So that's why midrabbonin, if you had nus with the mother, you're not supposed to marry the daughter. That's what we're saying, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. So Mora says now, V'chol heicha diki sura midrabbonin, tani noisen lechatchila. Like it's a kasha in our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah start off to say, noisen al huanusa, mashma that lechatchila, you're allowed to get married. That if you live with a lady, mashma, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to marry her sister. You're allowed to marry her daughter. So how could you tell me it's also midrabbonin, then the Mishnah shouldn't say a lashon of noisen, that it's mutter, it's not mutter. If midrabbonin is not allowed to, how could the Mishnah say noisin? So Gemara says, Kitanan masnitsin, when do we learn our Mishnah that says the lashon of noisin, that if you live with a lady, you're allowed to marry her daughter? Liyacha misa. It means when the lady that you live with died, you live with the mother. Now she dies. So now even midrabbonin, you're allowed to marry the daughter. Because no reason why the Rabbanim made Gzeira not to marry a daughter is because we're afraid, later you're going to want to live again with the mother. And then there'll be an Issa D'Raisa. So
So now that the mother died, we're not afraid. So therefore, you're allowed to marry the daughter. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah says that if you're ma'anis an isha, and then she dies, you're allowed to lechatchila go and marry her daughter. Whereas the opposite, if you would have married the lady, and she had a daughter from a different man, you're not allowed to marry that daughter. Even after your wife dies, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. But over here, where you didn't marry her, yoni was an anusa, you're allowed to marry the daughter. So the Mar Minan Emili, how do we know this Yisoid? The Tanur Rabbanim will learn it like this. Ve'kula ne'mashchiva. By all the Aroyis and Achrimois and Kedoshim, it just says Lashon of Shchiva. You're not allowed to live with them. Ve'kan, over here, by an Isho Bita ne'makicha. Says Lashon of, you can't marry them. Le'imelok, to teach us, Derech le'kuchin osru Torah. That when, if you marry a lady, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. Only if you married her. But if you stam live with the lady, then you are allowed to marry the daughter. Here the Torah says, Lekuchin. Like Rashi says, Nemrul Kicha. It says, Ish ki yikach es isha v'yesima. A person's not allowed to marry a lady and a mother. V'yisha l'achos l'esikach. Or you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So here it says, Lashon of Kicha. Mashmoni, if you marry your wife, now you're not allowed to live with her sister. But if you only had the bia with one sister, you still live with a sister, you didn't marry her, then the law is you are allowed to marry the other sister. Here the Torah says, Kicha. So Mar says, Omalei, Rapapa Labayis, Rapapa said back to Abaya, Ela meyativ, so, Gabi achoisoi, that's what the Torah says by your sister. The Siv, it says, If a person marries his sister, bas oviv oy bas imoy, whether it's only a sister from the same father, from the same mother, his hochi nami here also you want to tell me, derech kichu di osor, derech shchiva shari, that it's only osor to marry your sister, but just to live with your sister, it's mutter? Like we know not like that. We know you're not allowed to live with your sister even. Either Torah says, Lashon of Kicha. So Amalei, he says back like this, Lekuchin ksiva v'teres tam. The Torah Taka says Lashon Lekuchin stam. So we say like this: Haroya lekicha kicha. If she's an isha that you could marry, so we say, when did the Torah ask her to live with her sister? Only if you married your wife. But haroya leshchiva shchiva. But your own sister, lemais, you can't marry your own sister. Kedushin is not chal. She's an erver automatically. So you can't say the Torah means to say that you're not allowed to marry your sister and live with her. But if you don't marry her, she's mutter. Because you can't marry her anyway. Kedushin is not chal on your sister. So Becha, when the Torah says a lashon of the kuchen by your sister, what does it mean? It means tan, you're not allowed to live with your sister. But not that it has to be through kedushin. Because kedushin is not chal on your sister. So kicha royal shchiva shchiva. Rava says like this. Onas isha, if you live with a lady, mutter lisa bita. You're allowed to now go and marry her daughter. Mehocha, how do we know it from here? Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha. You're not allowed to live with the daughter of your son. Oy bas bitcha, the daughter of your daughter. Loisagala, a father of a kid that can't live with his granddaughter. Ho bas bino dido, o bas bita dido, golly, mashma though, your daughter's granddaughter is mutter to you. If your daughter has a daughter that has a daughter, she is mutter to you. That's what's mashma. It's only your daughter's daughter you can't live with. But mashma, your daughter's granddaughter is mutter to you. Who'll save another pasuk says not like that. Another pasuk says, Ervas isha ubita loisagala. You're not allowed to marry first the lady and then marry her daughter. Es bas penov, yes bas pita. Mashma, even your daughter's daughter, you can't marry. Loisika also says, it's quite a steer in the psukim. Okay, so how does it come out? Can be oinsin, can be nesuyin. That's the pshat. If you're only ma'anis, you live with the mother, then you are allowed to marry the daughter. But when you marry your mother, then you're not allowed to live with the daughter. So that's the right to our Mishnah. That if you only live with a lady, then you are allowed to marry her daughter. Samura says, maybe epachano, let's change it around. Samura says, aroyos sher ksivbu. By Aroyis, it says Lashon of Sher. Binisuyin. Ika Sher. Sher means like a korov, like she's your wife. She's a relative of yours. So when you marry her, that's called a Sher. Beyonsen Lekasher. But by Einsin, if you stand forced a lady, there's not share, you're not a relative to her. So after the Torah says you can't marry a lady and a daughter, it says Lashon share. So Mashmoni, if you marry the lady, then you're not allowed to marry her daughter. You can't live with her daughter. But if you only live with a lady, you didn't marry her, then Midiraisa, you are allowed to marry her daughter. That's at the end of the Mishnah, Noisin Alhu Anusa. If you were just Am Anis Anisha, you are allowed to marry her daughter. Right. We have Yehuda Oisa Bianusa Soviv. Rav Yehuda says if your father Stam lived, had Znus with a lady, now the son is not allowed to marry her. Omarav Gidul Omarav. My time with Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda's time? Like it's not his mother, it's not his father's wife, so why can't the son live with her? The Yisiv the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eish Es Oviv. A person, a son, is not allowed to marry his father's wife. So Pshit, it means that even though it's not his mother, and even though later his father gives her a get or his father dies, still you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. And the Pasuk says, Vlo Yigala Knaf Oviv. You're not allowed to live with the Knaf Oviv, like the thigh of your father. What does that mean? That means Knaf Shiro Oviv. That means an Isha that saw your father. In other words, any Isha that your father lived with, the son is not allowed to marry you. That's the Pasuk. Lo Yigala Knaf Oviv means any Isha that happened to live with your father, the son now can't marry you. For the Gemara, Mimayda Banusa Ksiv, how do we know we're talking about Banusa, that your father Stam lived with the lady without marrying her? The Ksiv, Miloy de Kro, because the Pasuk before talks about V'no Sano Ish, Ha'ashreche V'mo Le'avi Anaro Chamishim Kosef. The Pasuk is talking about an Anusa, that if a man goes and forces Anara, a little girl, 12-year-old girl, and lives with her, that the man now has to pay her father $50. So you see the posting before it's talking about an anusa. It's talking about where a man forces a lady, a girl, to live with. See here also, when the posting says, lo yigala kenaf oviv, it means that a son is not allowed to marry a lady that lives with his father. More of Rabbonin. What are the Rabbonin doing? Rabbonin al Mishnah say, no, his son is allowed to marry that lady that his father lived with. Every Samach Leif would be mamish right next to one another. Kidakarmit, it's like you're saying. Now that it does not say the Pasha of Onus right next to the Pasuk of Lo Yigala Knaf Oviv, so there's a break in between. So mi border like the Rabbonin. We need the Pasuk Lo Yigala Knaf Oviv like Rabbonin Darshins. The Omar Rabbonin. Rabbonin says like this. Omar Shmuel. Beshemeris Yovim Shalov of Akosam Adavar. The Pasuk is talking about where your father's brother died without children. So now his wife is a Shemeris Yavim to your father. Your father is the brother-in-law. Your father has a mitzvah to be miyabim her. In such a case, the son now is not allowed to marry her. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Oh my knaf oviv, what does it mean like the thigh of your father? It means knaf haroyuli oviv. It means a lady that, not that your father really lived with her yet, just that she is fit for your father. Or Shemeris Yavim, your father is supposed to live with her, supposed to marry her. Lo Yigala, the Pasuk is saying now, upon the son, you have a lav not to marry, not to live with her. For at the Gemara, what do I need a new Pasuk for? For typically, Mishum de Daidosai. Lamaisa, she's your aunt. What is she? This lady is your father's brother's wife. She's your aunt. Anyway, you're not allowed to marry your aunt. So you don't need a new Pasuk. And the Gemara, lav or all of Bishnei Lavim. Yes, it comes to teach us you have two lavim here. There's one lav because she's your aunt, and there's another lav because she's your father's Shemeris Yavim. For the Gemara, above a typical Mishum Yavam Lashuk. Lamaisa, she is the Yavam Lashuk. Your father's still alive. Your uncle died. So his wife now is a Shemeris Yavim to your father. So anyway, you can't marry her. She's the Yavam Lashuk. So Gemara says, Lav Ralev Ishloish Alavin. Enochnami. We want to say now, if the son does it, the son is over three lavs. One is that she's a Shemeris Yavim Lashuk. Secondly, that she's a Daidosa, she's your aunt. And third, she's Lo Yigala Knaf Oviv. The boy is saying, another Teret says, Liachamisa. Even after your father died, and now he was the only brother alive, so she's not a Shemeris Yavim anymore, still she's Yerasa. Why? Because since she was once a Shemeris Yavim to your father, she's also to the son, Loilam.
Now the Gemara says, little Mishalom here, little like, we're talking about now in Anusa, you can force a lady. The Gemara talks about little Mishalom here, how it could be like riddles. The Gemara says now some riddles. We're going to go through it pretty fast because you can spend a few days on these riddles here. Now the few riddles, how you could have riddles here, you could have kids through the parents have znus. The Gemara says like this.